We are live. Welcome everybody to Lice and the Coach. We are live with a special guest on this Workout Wednesday. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We are so excited to chat with you because during your journey, we had so many funny incidents that I want to bring up.
And in those moments, we're like, I can't wait to do the podcast and talk about
this. Literally said it as it was happening. But first, before we get to the funny moments, let's talk a little bit about how you ended up going on this journey.
So this was my second show, but about 5 years ago, I decided I just wanted to get fit. I never intended to step on the stage. And the person that I was working with at that time was like, oh, I'm going to get you on the stage. And I was like, no, you're not. But you know, it was a struggle for like 2 years just to commit. I could get the food right, then the workouts weren't getting, you know, in order. Then I'd get the workouts, no food. So then I said, you know what? I have to step on stage because then I can set a goal and I can commit. And I know, you know, I'm going to get on that stage and I'm going to, you know, do the best that I can. And so about 3 years ago, I did step on stage and I was over the top excited because I had completed one goal. I had committed it. But I knew that it wasn't just about getting on stage. It's about a lifestyle change. So now here comes COVID. And COVID just changed everything. I'm in the healthcare field, so it became very difficult just to keep up with everything. Just changes in the hospital, changes with the family, changes just in myself, just having to deal with everything. So I said I was going to get on stage again. And then, you know, of course, it got postponed because of COVID. And actually last December 2021, I said, I'm not doing it. You know, there's too much going on. I just can't do it. And so the month of December was tumultuous for me, went through a lot of changes then. And literally January 1st, I reset my goals. And I said, I need to do this. I need to do this for me because I'm always giving to everyone for everything. So, you know, I have a dear friend, Molly Williams, that I've known for, oh God, almost 20 years now. We sat next to each other in orientation. Wow. And I saw the amazing work that you did with her. And so I said, Molly, you got to hook me up. And so, you know, I do have a home because every time I'm meeting you, I'm either at the gym, I'm here, or something. I'm like, people are going to think I don't go home. I do go home. So, you know.
Can you share what you do?
Yes.
Can we share what you do for a living?
Absolutely.
So go ahead. You tell them.
Yeah, you tell them what you do.
I'm an obstetrician gynecologist, and I'm also the director of outpatient women's health services.
And that means that he delivers babies.
I deliver babies. I take out uteri. I tie some tubes.
We got to talk about everything. That.
Everything. So actually, before this, I was in the OR. So I was like, listen, we got to be on time. I got an appointment. Okay. Look, you can't delay me. Get it together. Put me in another room. And a closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? Put me in another room. And now I'm here.
And that has happened to us during this prep a few times. I remember posing practice having like, I got to go.
Sorry, you're going to go.
There's a baby coming.
Yes, you know. Super Bowl Sunday. I was right here. You know, I was like, well, I need to be in like biker shorts and like a sports bra. I can't be in a bikini and try to go upstairs underneath like, oh, yeah, okay. And then luckily, as we're finishing posing practice, the phone rings and I'm like, oh, I got to go.
That's hilarious. So if you think you're busy, Natasha's busy and she's a mom. So
absolutely, to a beautiful 17-year-old. So through this process, we've been preparing for college as well. So she's announcing in a few days where she's gonna go. So I've been getting that together. So it's been a lot. And I'm also a primary caretaker for my mom who's ill. So, you know, just juggling that as well. Luckily, I have my brother to help. I have a very supportive network and family and great aids that.
But you don't, you're not a full-time fitness competitor. You don't work out and eat all day. And
absolutely not.
Shocker.
And honestly, that's kind of why we do these interviews, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times people on the other side, they'll see the pictures and they see transformation. They're like, yeah, they could do it because all they do is work out all day, right? So how did you navigate, or how did you manage to balance everything that goes into a project like this? You know, the working out, the eating, and all the other things that you do.
Just like I'm very much a planner. I have multiple planners for different things. I even have a workout planner. So just like I can plan everything else, I have to make time and plan for myself. So I made myself a priority, and I'm going to be honest, a lot of times it felt very selfish, you know, because I'm not used to doing that, right? But I needed to do this. I needed to do something for me, and definitely COVID and just seeing how everything has been has made me just shift and definitely making myself a priority, because I have to be happy too. You know, yeah. If I'm not happy, I cannot provide the best care to my patients. I can't be the best mom, you know, to my daughter. I can't be there for my mom with all the ups and downs. So I made myself a priority, and I'm happy about it.
That's you know, awesome. I remember how many posing sessions or posing videos I would get at like 1 a.m, like at the gym. And I'm like, holy shit. And she'd be like, I'll see you in a couple of hours, because we had like a posing session just a few hours after that. And I would wake up and be like, she was posing at 1 a.m, like after her shift, you know, like that's crazy.
Yeah. Where do you think a lot of that gets lost? Like, you know, because most of the people that we coach are moms. Where do you think they lose that ability to kind of prioritize themselves even a little bit? You know, because for the most part, they just totally let themselves go, yeah. Right? They just pour everything into everybody else. Where is it like that it's just gone?
So that's what we're taught. It's learned behavior. We're taught to just nurture everyone else at the expense of ourselves. And what you realize is over time, these children, you've nurtured them enough that they're leaving, you know, they're going away, and you're looking at yourself like, who is this? Like, what, who am I? You know, what can I do for myself? And so, you know, you have to make yourself a priority. You know, it's not selfish. It's actually the best thing that you can do for your family, you yes. know, because you're happier, you know? So I definitely learned that the hard way, because I didn't have my daughter in the house with me for 3 months during COVID. And it was the isolation. And so that isolation forced me to just hone in on me, what I need to do to keep myself, you know, happy and focused and do different things. And so it's the best thing. So, you know, I've always said with COVID, there's a change. Every single person on this planet should have gone through some sort of change. If you didn't, you missed the lesson. There's a mm-hmm. lesson for everyone.
Yep. Agreed. I agree with that 100%.
Now, in terms of like the show preparation and stuff, what was the hardest part of all of this for you specifically?
Working out. Because it's the time, my hours, sometimes I do 12-hour shifts. So if I'm starting at 7 a.m. and I have to wake up at 4:30 and get in there, I'm like, oh Lord, you know, it's gonna be a long day. So then I would have to go after, which is why, you know, I would work out and then I pose. There's no one in the gym. I had the space to myself, you know, I could do whatever I wanted to do. So that was the challenge, because yeah, I was at the gym at 1, but I gotta get up and go back to the hospital at 7 again. So that was the hardest part. The food, I loved. And that was always a challenge for me. Not that I ate poorly, but that I didn't eat. Because you just don't have the time, right? But you gotta make the time. And I definitely realized it doesn't matter how much I work out. If I'm not eating properly, I'm not gonna see any change. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was integral to me, you know, moving forward. And
100%. And it wasn't just working out at work. You had other activities that we had to balance out as well. You know, there was a lot of like, so he knows what I'm talking about. You know, when we first started talking, she's like, I like to dance. And I'm like, all right, do you take a class? No, like, I take a lot of classes.
Like, how does she find the time?
Yeah. So again, COVID has changed my life. So the only thing that was available for me to do was salsa dancing. So I was there all the time. And so I love to dance. And so I was dancing all the time. And I remember our first meeting, I was like, please don't take away my salsa. But I had to reevaluate. When it was closer to the show, I had to give up salsa because it was too much. Mm-hmm. It was too much for me. And I ain't missed nothing. You know, I was still light on my feet when I went back. You still owe me a dance, coach.
So as we got closer to the show and we're getting prepared for all of that, were there any particular things that were going through your mind in comparison to your first time on stage that you were looking to? I guess, you know, when you've done a show before, that next go around, you always have these things to compare it to. Was there something you were looking forward to this second time around?
I just wanted to come fierce, a better, different me, a different sort of attitude. And I know for myself, if I know mentally, I feel I've done everything, you know, I needed to do and I stayed on task, then I show it just in the way that I move. And so I wanted to definitely, you know, I'm that checklist kind of sort of person. So I checked off all the boxes in my head. And so I just wanted to bring a better package, bring a sense of confidence. I ate, I worked out, I drank my water, I did everything I was supposed to do. Here it is, you know?
100%. And that's always what we tell everybody, right? Because at the end, that's all you can control, the stuff that you can do.
Yes.
And the outcome that you get is, you know, a result of that. Mm-hmm. Were there any points in time during your prep where it was in doubt, like you were like, I don't know if this is gonna happen?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
I had two breakdowns. One the day before the show. The other one a week, like maybe 6 weeks before. And I was just tired.
Of course.
I needed to rest. You know, you're going. Just as you said, there's so many moving parts in my life and different things that I'm doing. You know, you would always say when you get off your 24-hour shifts, because I don't only do 12-hour shifts, I do full 24-hour shifts, rest. And I'm like, well, I know how I sleep. If I go home, I'm not going to the gym. So I would leave. I go to the gym and then I schedule posing practice with Lais. So, you know, I was just going. And then my body just gave up. And so mm-hmm. I started to panic because I feel like I put so much into this. And I didn't also want to disappoint you guys, right? Because I feel as though I don't only represent myself, I represent the team, I represent you guys. Because you enveloped me, you know, you've been with me every single step of the way. I mean, anything that I needed, both of you were there. So I didn't want to disappoint you guys. So I reached out, I said, you know what, coach, I'm going to have to just lay on the couch this weekend, just to kind of sort of reset myself. And Monday I'll pick it up again. And you were like, that's what you need to do. Do that. But then come back strong, come back focused. And that's exactly what I did.
100%. And those are not, and honestly, when we talk to people, you know, life doesn't stop because we're pursuing this goal.
Absolutely.
Like things keep happening, you know, work keeps happening. You have vacations that you had already mapped out and were going on, you know, that should be a part of this process. Just because you're going to go out of town and have a good time, which is okay to do, right, doesn't mean that your goals go out the window. And I think a lot of times people think that a journey like this demands that you not have a life in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And that's just not true.
Yeah.
You know, and we say it all the time at the beginning of the journey to everybody. Life is going to keep happening, right? And it could be stressful, difficult things, just like it could be, I have a getaway coming up. It's like, that's okay. You know, that's part of this journey. And if we can't participate in that, then we're doing it wrong.
Yes. And a lot of times I think people wait for the moment where they don't have something. And yeah. They don't realize that, first of all, that moment rarely ever comes. But even if you happen to be like, you know what, I have, you know, 3 months here where nothing's going on, I guarantee you something comes up.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the life. Like, it's life. It's how it goes, yeah. You know?
But that's the thing that people have to understand. This is not about getting on stage. This is about lifestyle modification and creating a healthy lifestyle. So definitely, yes, I had two international trips during my prep, but I learned how to eat properly. I learned to, it doesn't matter if everybody's, you know, asleep, I'm up, I'm out the door, I'm in the gym, you know, I'm taking that time to myself. And actually I loved it because, you know, you go on vacation and you're surrounded by everybody. You don't necessarily take some time to yourself. So that was my me time, you know? So I didn't see it as a barrier, you know? I'll be honest, with the very first trip, I was like, oh Lord, I'm going to the islands. What am I gonna eat? I'm not gonna eat, there's nothing to eat. But I was able to make healthy choices. And so I was over the moon with that because I didn't want to throw my prep off, you know?
And so, right. Yeah. And those things are important because you're able to go participate, enjoy, and you come back and you get right back on track to where you were, like nothing's lost. And even if you were not prep, right? We have a trip coming up. We do it the same way, you know? It shouldn't be you go away out of town and you just throw everything away. Yeah. Like that never feels good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, I'm gonna go in a completely different direction because I'm gonna take advantage that I have you here. No, this is gonna be technical. One of the things that we always hear is really like horror stories about when people are on this journey, how much they deprive themselves. And with women, all the hormonal implications that come with not eating enough and overdoing it, you know, missed menstrual cycles and different things like that, that end up creating chaos for months and years after. How important is it to make sure that when you're on a journey like this, that you are always taking good care of yourself and not putting your body in a jeopardized position where, you know, you're so calorie depleted and over the top, you know, stressed and exhausted that your hormonal fluctuations are all over the place.
Right. So what's very important is that you listen to your body. So definitely, I felt a little bit embarrassed. I was like, you know, talking to coach about my period, but I was like, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, you've got to really take a look at your body and what changes happen around that time. You've got to track it. You've got to be aware of your emotions. Actually, for me, being on prep and getting my life in order physically has actually helped me. My hormones were all over the place. I'm 45 years old. I know menopause is on the horizon somewhere. And so I feel like I was just, you know, all over the place. This has actually set me on a path where I'm actually regular when it comes to, you know, my periods and different things. And that's, I can't believe I'm talking about this on Facebook, but it's okay. So, but you know, it's nature. And so just like I tell my patients, you know, you have to keep a log. I kept a log. I watch what the signs and symptoms are. And if it's getting below the level where you start to notice a change in your body, a change in your mood, and you know the change in your mood based off of your interactions with others. And so, you know, just being mindful of that, just to cut back and speak up, you know, the same way I encourage patients to speak up and tell me what's going on, because it's a partnership. It's the same way I feel it's a partnership with both 100%. Of you. So I have to tell you what's going on so that we can balance things. We shifted certain things, you know, and so
that's a key. And we've talked, like, again, I mean, I've talked to so many people along the way that, like, I haven't had my period in 6 months or in a year, and I'm like, what, why? You know, it's like, well, you know, I was eating 800 calories for 4 months.
Or when people talk about their digestion, I know it's not the same, but it kind of is. It's like, oh, I really only go to the bathroom once or twice a week. I'm like, how?
Yeah. Like yeah. All those things matter.
Function the right way, and if it doesn't, then we need to fix that. Because I don't mess it up.
Absolutely. On stage and look great, but then inside be all messed up, right? Absolutely. Like the external. At least I think that external physique is a representation of what's going on inside, and you know, a lot of you, like, you see that because everything's good on the inside, you know, and when it's not, it just doesn't look right, you know, and it's not even worth it, I think, to be super fit, but then unhealthy at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you have to stay the course, right? You have to trust the process. It's easy to, you know, want to eat the cookies or, ooh, I still didn't have my fried chicken, but, you know, want to eat the Popeyes and, you know, want to get all of that and cheat. But who are you cheating? You're cheating yourself.
Yeah.
And so you've got to keep that at the forefront, because one little thing can just send you in a spiral. Because your body then gets conditioned to eating a certain way, to being clean, but still fulfilled, right? My seafood boil was my treat. That was my open meal, even though I didn't take advantage of it like I should, but I won't make that mistake again. So, you know, just, you know, making sure that you do, you know, reward yourself in a healthy way. And so, you know, I definitely learned the importance of that, because I was like, well, I don't want to do anything. And then I set myself off and, you know, my eyes are always bigger than my belly. So I want to just eat everything.
That's so awesome.
So let's fast forward to show weekend. And I want to start, typically I ask people how they felt like arriving at
right,
the hotel,
but
I want to go a little bit further back, because we had some obstacles even getting to the show.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. I was like, oh, so here we begin, because you weren't the only one that messaged us about your flight. So tell us that story.
So here I am. I'm like, all right, my bags are packed. I'm headed to the barber. I'm about to get a fresh cut. I'm going to look great. And as I parked, I got an email from JetBlue that my flight was canceled, not rescheduled, canceled. And I'm like, how am I getting to this show? So now I'm messaging Lais. I'm like, oh my God. So push come to shove, I was like, well, I got to get there. I put in too much work. I've got to make it there. And so I had to buy a whole new ticket to get there. I literally got to the hotel 30 minutes before we were meeting. So I dropped my bags off, unzipped, pulled my dress out, jumped in the shower. I'm like, I missed my makeup appointment. I was like, look, it's going to have to be the natural beauty today. You know, we're going to put a little mascara on and a red lip, and we're going to rock with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, I made it. And that's what I'm going to celebrate. So
100%.
Because I finally made it, I'm supposed to be here. So that's how I need to take it.
100%. Yes. And I think that that's a representation of things that happened along the way.
Yeah, didn't you get like something happened to the tires the same week or something?
Oh, remember that? That was that week. So week. I remember you texted me.
What had happened?
So here I am again, thinking I'm doing the right thing. I'm heading out to get my food for the next few days. It's a Monday. And I get a little bit too close to the curb. And in New York, I'm in Brooklyn, everybody. So there's a little metal piece, and it slashed my tires. I had two flat tires. So I just pulled into the little mart, and I'm sitting there like, I don't know if to cry, if to laugh. I don't know how to feel right now. So then I start the process. I'm like, you know, I gotta get this car towed. Everything is now closed, right? Dealership is closed. You know, I finally figure out I'm gonna take it to the tire shop. They have my tires. Here's another expense, you know, but we're going to get this done. So I messaged Coach and I'm like, you know what? It's going to take an hour for the tow truck to come. So I'm going food shopping and I'm going to get some food too. So I went grocery shopping and I got some food and I was eating in the car. I was like, we're going to make the most of it. This is not going to stop me. This is nothing but the devil.
So that was earlier in the week, and then your flight was canceled. Then you made it. And then what happens?
Then dun, 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 my period came. But I think I was stressed because, you know, my daughter is my everything, right? She's my greatest accomplishment in life, hands down. And so it was very important for her to be there. And so because we had to arrive on Thursday, and I have a very studious child, she didn't want to miss school. So now I had to have her come on Friday with my cousin. And so they got to the airport, and they kept pushing their flight back, pushing it back to where they just completely canceled it. And so now that just threw me off my game. I just was like, I need her here. I just need her here. You know, I just have to have her here by my side. That's my baby, and you know, all moms can understand. I just need her there. And so I was a hot mess. I was just crying. Like, and I was like, I'm ugly crying. I just met them yesterday.
I know, we've never met in person.
I know.
Those months working together, all those Zooms and all the stuff, but we had never met in person. It's true.
But it didn't feel like it. It felt like I knew you guys like for forever. You know, thank God for the virtual world.
I know. Another COVID thing, because that really became okay, you know?
And can I tell you, my daughter got into the theater 5 minutes before I hit the stage.
No. I did not know that.
Yeah, because they wouldn't release their bags from the night before. And so they had to wait for everything. And so thank God they didn't tell me, because that I would have been freaking. I just knew that they were there. You know, they're like, we're here. And I was like, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm going to focus, because I was having GI upset. I'm like, Lord, I can't go to the bathroom. I can't eat. You know, I get really bad cramps. Yes, the OBGYN has very bad periods. And so here I am dealing with that. And I'm out here walking around the hotel like, I got to go to the bathroom, you know, like just trying to calm myself down, because I made it. I'm here. Yes. I'm going to do my best. And that's all that I can do. I put in the work. Trust the process, it's gonna happen, you know. So
how crazy that she made it there 5 minutes before you went on. My god, that's like halfway through the show basically.
Yeah, she missed all the meals and the
that's okay she, and everything. Oh good, she wasn't there for that.
Wow.
So it worked out.
So now let's go into how was this experience, you know, after overcoming all these things, and finally get there 30 minutes before registration, but then you finally get there. How was that moment for you?
I just took a breath and I relaxed, because I felt I was with family. I hadn't met the rest of the team, but it was just wonderful to meet everybody and just to chat with everyone and share our stories and connect, and just know that they're going through the process and we're all here and everyone has achieved their goal. Like, this is it. This is the pinnacle. This is the top, you know. We're about to show them what we've got, you know. And let me tell you, the women on Team Forever are amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
Each one is an inspiration to me. Each person has their own story. And it's wonderful to see people with the same goals. So I was over the top. And once I got there, I was so relaxed.
That's awesome.
You know, and I just walked in and I was like, hi everybody.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
And then the next day you had your photo shoot.
Yes.
How was that?
I felt fabulous. You know, believe it or not, I'm actually kind of shy until I really warm up. And I was surprised that I just opened up so quickly and just let the beauty and femininity come out. So it was very easy to pose and to feel beautiful, you know, and I think that's something everyone should do. You should do a photo shoot because you're celebrating you. You're celebrating your accomplishment before you even get on the stage. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Not everyone can do this. Let's be real.
Right. Yeah.
It takes a lot to get to this point. And you know what? You need to pat yourself on the back, you know? Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so that's what the photo shoot felt like for me.
And it was great because she was like, nothing fits me. I got all of these outfits altered and everything is falling off of me. Like, I guess that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. I was like, oh my God. But you know what? It worked. You know,
with photo shoots, it always there. Yeah. We had this clamp behind Jen's skirt. Like, everyone's outfits was just like not fitting anymore. Like, I promise I tried this on. I'm like, I believe you, this happens.
Yeah. Yes, everyone looked amazing. And just the energy too. You know, we were dancing, we had music, you know, we were chatting. So, you know, that just makes it a wonderful experience.
Totally.
And then to see everyone. So especially Media Day, just to see everyone and the energy is a positive energy.
Yes, it's happy, it's uplifting, it's contagious, you know?
Yes, yes. And everyone was welcoming, you know. Sometimes people are like, oh, they're the pros, they don't talk to the amateurs. That's not true. You know, so many people will come up and just chat with you. What's your name? You look fabulous, you know. You know, I feel your energy, you know, different things like that. And that in turn makes you speak to other people. Where are you from? You know, I had a twin there actually, same haircut. We had the same dresses on. I was like, okay, girl, were you in my closet? So I got to know her too throughout this process.
When I saw her banner, I was like, for a second, I thought it was you. I was like, no, that's not her. And I'm like, holy shit, this girl looks just like they're like twins. And I just changed my mind too. I kept looking and being like, wait, that's not Natasha. It's crazy.
Yeah, she's from Canada. We actually have been communicating just a little bit. We are Instagram friends now.
So. That's so awesome. Cool. That's awesome.
And I think that's one of the things that we've spoken about to a lot of the people that we help get ready for these. Like, you meet so many people at events like this where this giant journey that you are all on is such a big commonality that it's easy to meet somebody and connect right away because you know what they've gone through, you know what you've gone through, and the fact that everyone's made it, you know, it's like so easy to just find that common bond and connect with a bunch of people.
100%. It's such a cool and honestly, in my opinion, unexpected thing that happens. Cause I don't think anybody goes into that weekend thinking they're going to make friends.
Right.
You know, you go in that weekend for you. And if anything, the opposite, you think a room full of girls that are in shape, that probably catty. And it's like, it's really cool. To me, my first show, that was my biggest surprise, just how much fun I had with these complete strangers that turned into friends. And so many of which I talk to till this day that live in different parts of the world. And again, Instagram or whatever, like, oh my God, look at you in this show. And, you know, like, look at how big your son is. It's like you make these connections and it's so cool.
Yes, absolutely. That was definitely a great takeaway. You know, because you don't feel alone. You don't feel alone, you know. Sometimes people definitely do think that, oh, you're coming into the show and it's so, you know, you're that team and they're that, you know, another team. No, we were in the back, you know, everybody was coming over to us because, you know, we're so, you know, we were making TikToks and, you know, after we got on stage, we had little treats, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, we had a good time and that's what it's about, enjoying the process. It shouldn't be grueling at any point in time. Mm-hmm. At any point in time.
We say it all the time.
And then in between all of the fun, there is a moment where you do get on stage, right? Like, how was that?
I have to say what helped me is that they took us out to kind of sort of see what the stage was like. And so that definitely took away some of that anxiety because I knew what I was working with, you know? And I knew just looking at the setup, I'm like, I can't see the people out there. They're going to see me, but I can't see them. So I'm just going to go out there, focus. Remember, keep smiling, soft hands, bring your fierceness and keep moving. I said, that's all that I can do. I'm like, Natasha, what? You're here. Bring it. Give it. Yeah. You know, do your best. You know, suck it in. Pull those shots back.
100%.
Yes. And it showed because like you walked out. I know that we are going to be biased because we obviously love all of you and we love to see you up there and shine. And it's the moment where it all comes full circle and we're cheering so hard, but it was so cool. Like, cause I was sitting at the judges table to hear both people to my sides, like left and my right, be like, oh my God, she's beautiful. She looks so happy. You know? And it's like, that's what it's all about. Like I say it to girls all the time because they're so like, oh, like so nervous and so stressed. And it's what you said, like, you're here. You're, like, just go out there and like, enjoy it, you know? And it's like, just do your thing. Like, don't stress so much, because nothing looks better than someone that looks so happy. Like, it's so contagious and inviting and exciting to see someone walk through that stage with this big smile and this genuine happiness in their eyes. Like, to me, like, you looked beautiful, but everyone looks beautiful, right? Like, you ended up placing, which we're going to talk about, I think, because you looked beautiful and happy. Like, because you were exuding this happiness and confidence that, you know, a lot of people don't when they get up there. You know, and it wasn't fake. It was literally genuinely how the state you put yourself in, because we're in control of that. We're all nervous. Like, I still get nervous. If you're getting on stage in a bikini, of course you don't want to forget your routine or fall or I don't know anything, right? But at the same time, it's like, you can't focus on that. You're like, I'm here. I did it. I made it. Pat myself on the back. This is fucking awesome. Let's go. Exactly. You know? And I've told this story a few times, but, you know, we all have like a little bit of a ritual, whether we notice it or not. Some girls are always dancing when they're lining up. Some girls are, you know, practicing their routines. Some girls are shaking it off. Like, you know, I'm going through stuff in my head, but literally when they tell me to go, I'm like, fuck it. Like, that's literally what I say every time out loud, because that's how I feel. I'm like, let's go. Like, it's done. You know, here it is. So that was so amazing to watch, like, front and center, like, your happiness and your excitement. Like, it changed everything.
Yeah, I felt so beautiful.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it's like I'm coming out, I'm blossoming, you know. It's the butterfly. I love butterflies. So, you know, the butterfly is on the stage, I'm blooming, I'm fluttering, I'm here, you know, and that's how I felt when I walked out on the stage. You know, even in my gown, I felt like I was gliding. It was just, yeah. It was surreal. It was, you know, just, I was just genuinely happy. I was awesome. Happy because I did it. I made it to this point. And can I tell you what's so funny is that, so I was in the operating room today and, you know, a couple of people at work follow me on Facebook. And somebody said to me, I didn't think you were going to do it. I said, and why would you think that? She's like, do you know what you've got going on? I was like, I do. She sees how I work. She's known me for years. I said, no, this was for me. This was for me. And so I showed her my picture and she was like, you look amazing. You know, like when I'm in the big scrubs, nobody sees what you actually look like, you know, and keep that life private, you know. So, you know, I was just like, girl, I did it. You know, I did it. So
awesome. I love how that started. So I was just in the operating room today. We're having a conversation.
I know.
Casually. That's awesome. That is a great feeling. And that is, we say all the time, where the confidence comes from. You know, like accomplishing something, completing something, seeing something
Keeping
through.
That promise to yourself.
Yes, yeah. Showing up every meal, every workout, every posing session, every like time that you go on vacation and you work out, even though you're gonna indulge also, like everything that you do, every step you take along the way, it's like a little bit of like a grain of sand that adds to this bucket that eventually overflows, you know, of all the things that you're doing for you, you're keeping those promises to yourself, you're building a different reputation with yourself. And then you get to that moment, you're like, shit. And on top of it, I just stepped on stage in a bikini in front of all these people, like, hell yes. That's where the confidence comes from.
Right.
On top of it, you have abs and all these other things, but you know, the actual happiness and confidence comes from doing the work.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'd love to hear the stories of the variety of people that do this, because again, like we started this conversation, you are not a full-time athlete, you know, and she's like, so it's always inspiring to see how people can carve out time. And for everybody that says, I just don't have time, it's like, you do have time. You just gotta like figure out the way to make it happen. Because that's the thing, you have to make it happen.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are always waiting for it to happen. You know, I'll wait until I have an hour. You don't, like, no. You know, it'll never come. You've gotta make it happen.
Yeah.
So when I hear stories of someone that is
that busy,
right, you know, and like, no, like I did it after work. And I remember talking to Molly, same thing, you know, in the prime of COVID, she was middle of the night, 3 a.m. like, hey, you know, sending pictures of her food and of her workout, you know, so it can happen, you know, and as we hear more of these stories, it's like, please, I hope that you're getting the message. It can happen, you know, you can just make the time and make it happen for yourself.
100%. We all have different schedules, but we all have the same 24 hours, you know?
Yes. I went from someone who didn't eat to someone who is now hungry. I was like, coach, I'm on a 24. I'm about to starve. Coach, I'm afraid I'm about to snack. I'm here like guzzling water. I'm like, I'm going to be a water buffalo by the time this 25 because I ate all my food. I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to do that. So, but I'm awesome. Like, no, stay the course. Stay the course. No snacks. No snacks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And on that, I, you know, just kind of like a little bit on that train that I was on. One of the things that I always ask is that, like, a lot of times people are watching an interview like this or listening to a podcast like this, and, you know, they're like, you know, I really wish I could do that. Or, man, you know, maybe one day, you know, what is the you that just finished this journey this time around say to that person that's like on the fence of like, you know, I wish that I could too, but, and have all these buts why they can't. What does this Natasha say?
This is about self-care. Prioritize yourself. Take that first step. It's not going to be perfect, but you have to start somewhere. So start today. Make that commitment to you and keep on going. You know, you may have a goal. I want to do it in 3 months. Well, maybe 3 months is not the way for you. You know, maybe you need to extend it, but you have to start somewhere and keep pushing, keep on going, because life is continuing to move forward and you can do it. And after those first few weeks, how you feel inside is something I cannot describe. Because when you start getting everything in order, you look good, you feel good, your digestion is the right way, you just exude a certain amount of happiness. So for me, I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. This is worth it. I'm worth it. You know, and what I would say to anyone out there is you're worth it. You can do this. You don't have to step on the stage, but make that commitment to yourself to have a lifestyle change and modification, because you reap the benefits forever. You know, you have to take care of your temple.
I love that.
I love that so much.
And what's next for you?
Let's put it out there. That's how it becomes official.
Well, I figured since I was going to Worlds anyway, you know,
might
as well get on the stage. So I'm getting on the stage at Worlds.
Yes.
I'm so excited. It's such an epic show. And yes, it's going to be the best week, not even weekend, week. Yes. The last question I always like to ask, are you going to say something? Okay. I just want to give you the room to say it. Go ahead. The last question I would like to ask is, what was the most impactful part of this whole journey for you?
Meeting you too.
I love you. You're so sweet.
Most impactful. You guys have helped me to be a better version of me. And I can see how that is branching out into all aspects of my life. And I'm grateful for that. I'm definitely grateful for that. I can make it through those 12-hour days. I can work out in the morning, I can work out in the evening. I've learned how to make it work for me and just to feel good. I feel great. I wake up every day determined and looking at my plan, okay, what am I doing now? No. Getting my food, making sure, I like the discipline. So I love the woman that I am and that I continue to grow. And it's about growth.
I love that. That's so amazing. Mic drop.
Guys, these conversations just get better and better and better. And if you get a chance, I would re-listen to this one again and again, because the
epic.
The stories of overcoming and just striving to be a better version of yourself, you know, continue to show up in so many different voices. That I hope that you listen to this one and the other ones. And honestly, and we have so many more to share. So for all of you that are watching on YouTube or Facebook or listening on, what are we
Spotify,
on iTunes and all that stuff, you know, like, questions, you know, if you're curious about any of the people that are on the show, you know, you have questions for them, post them, we'll send it their way. Yeah. And we hope to continue to share more and more stories like this, because honestly, like, this is what it's really all about.
100%.
Natasha, thank you.
I love you guys.
I love you.
I met you. I texted my mom, I was like, I love them.
We love you back, and we're so
excited. Get rid of me now.
And we're so excited to see you shine again in just a few months.
Yes.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. You guys are amazing.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.